Tourism Health. This is Priscilla. How can I help you?
Hey, Priscilla. Is Carmen in?
Who's this?
It's Jeremiah.
Let me see. Hold on.
Like, let's say, like, this is going to be probably 12, 12, 24, and then this is going to be 32, 13. So it's going to be, like, 78 points combined in totals, both of these.
So, like, 14. Predict, so predict, like, the score?
Yeah. Okay. The total points are going to be scored for both of these games. So, like, it'd be, like, 110, because this might be, like, 36, 31. Or
oh, so you just don't have to get it right. You just have to, like...
Yeah. But if it gets it close to that number...
So you just put it in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. You get it?
Yeah.
There's some good games this week.
Yeah. And week one is the worst because...
I'm excited.
Damn, I don't know any other teams who've gotten better.
I think everybody's
going to know.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Hi, Carmen. So I got the in details on that. So what they want is the contact for who is PHC?
That's Torres Primary Home Care. That's Mr. Torres' other business.
Mr. Torres's other business.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, too. The difference between where I am and PHC is we are the home health and as we provide nursing services. Torres Primary, they provide providers. Those they have people that go to the patients' homes and they'll do their laundry, they'll cook for them, they'll clean their houses. It's like a Palomitas thing. But
okay.
They both belong to Mr. Torres.
Okay, so when it says due from Torres to PHC and then the balance is like $132,000.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
It's for under long-term liabilities on the balance sheet.
Yes. Okay. If you look at the report, you're going to see one that says due to THHS from PHC, and then you're going to see another one that says owed to PHC from THHS.
Owed to PHC...
It's one O2 PHC or home health and one from.
Okay, I don't see that. The O one. Where's that at on the balance sheet? All I see is due from Torres to PHC.
Right, and
then there's. Go ahead.
And then the other one's going to say very confusing. One says due to.
Uh-huh.
THHS from PHC. And then there's another one that says due from THHS to PHC. Let me know. It's very confusing. When I started working like this, this is the way the accountants had it. And
yeah.
I'm going to be on. We have an accountant. And like I told Mr. Torres, I mean, that accountant is not helping me a lot. Since I'm not an accountant. I'm just a bookkeeper.
Right.
So, I mean, he was supposed to do some the adjustments at the end of the year.
Okay.
And he never did it, and he never gave me anything. So, let me go into my reports. I can't find it.
Okay.
Let me go into profit and loss. And which one are the one that you're looking at? The
I'm
one
looking
from
at the
last year or this current one?
Current one as of August 18th, 2016, the balance sheet.
Okay. what was the date again? January the 1st through what date?
It doesn't say January 1st. It says as of August 18th, 2016, Torres Home Health Services balance sheet. You know what I can do is I can email it to you real quick.
No, I should have it here.
You're
looking at the balance sheet or the one that says profit and loss?
Balance sheet, not the P&L.
Okay. As of August, I'm going to put August the 31st. Okay. Let me look for it. Okay. One is the 2731-T.
Yes.
Okay, that's due to home, THAs from PHC. Now, that's money that is owed from Torres Primary to Torres Home Health. Okay?
Okay.
The other one is...
The 2731-F.
Due from Torres to Dollars primary, which is $132,450.82.
Okay.
Okay. This is going to be hard for me. Well, it's hard. It's not hard. I already know what I'm doing, but I haven't been able to adjust it. Okay. These amounts have been there since the company started when I took over back in 2007.
Okay.
So what happens is that every time that a primary is in a bind or
okay.
they need money, Doris Home Health will pay or lend them money. And vice versa. Whenever we're in a bind, they lend us money.
Okay.
And
so
during the year, we pay everything. I try to pay everything off so we don't have to carry anything. Or if we do carry something for next year, it's not going to be a lot.
So what does PHC stand for?
Primary Home Care.
And Mr. Torres owns that as well?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So he would be, like, I guess, the contact for his
Yeah, he would be the contact. Yeah, and it's kind of confusing when I started working here, Jeremiah. It's very confusing because the way that I was taught the QuickBooks, it's something that we're not supposed to be doing. In other words, you can't be doing back and forth to have proper bookkeeping.
Okay.
But since I didn't want to move anything because the accountants that we had before or that Torres had before I started working here
mm-hmm.
were using Peachtree.
Okay.
Another program. So when I did the conversion from Peachtree to QuickBooks, I took it upon myself and not change anything.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to be blamed for anything.
Sure.
But it's mostly, you know, it's a business that he has. In fact, he has another business. If you look at it, there's another one that says owed due to LDOS from Torres, number 2734.
Wait, 2734 due to LDOS to THHS?
Right. That's another of Mr. Torres' businesses.
Okay.
And if you go up, it the amount that's there is a lot of money because when this LDL Laredo Skills opened, Mr. Torres financed it. In other words, he's the one that started the business. And he's the one that invested that money there
uh-huh.
in that business. But they haven't paid any money back as of yet. So, you know, you're going to see that amount there too.
Okay. Okay,
but
perfect.
It's just like a loan. I mean, they whoever's in a bind or whatever needs money, they'll lend it. I'll lend them to them and then I'll take the money back.
Okay, I see. So you guys lend to each other through each the businesses.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But, I mean, luckily, I mean, it's not been a lot. I mean, if I lend them $10,000, for them to do payroll, I'll get my $10,000 back
by
the end of the month. So I try to keep track of not having a lot of money owed to each company because, you know, I don't want to carry it over for next year. And that's, I know the lady that does our the corporate taxes. You know, she always gives me the information, but lately she hasn't given me anything, so I haven't been able to adjust everything here because first I don't know how to do it. I know how to do it, but I don't want to do it because I don't want to have that responsibility on my shoulders.
I understand. Okay,
so
Carmen.
It's kind of confusing, but I've always have to explain it in the way that it, you know, it is. It's, you know, we loan them and they pay me back or they lend us and then we'll pay them back.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that for me.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Carmen. I'll call you back.
Okay, Jeremiah. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.